Oh yeah, boys and girls. Welcome to another sporting edition of that great sports show you love to turn up to 10. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Rock Shocks. I'm Sean Rocks, your sports guru, sports extraordinaire. 1974, state free throw champion of Montana, and an all-around pretty dapper dude. Hey, welcome to another edition of our sports little get-together. As we dive into the Christmas season and the doldrums of winter, the NFL now in its 14th week, and playoff positions are being wagered. In the NFL this weekend, as you can tell, there's a tear in my eye and angst in my voice as my football team lost to stinking Shaden Montana's Dallas Cowboys. As we almost came back and bit him. But it was too little too late. And now the Cowboys got a 3-game lead in the East and look like they're probably not going to be able to be caught. Although we do play them again in 2 weeks. We'll see. Because you never know how the NFL will pan out come week 18. 18? I thought there was only 17. No, now there's 18. Other action this weekend. Baltimore Ravens quarterback goes down. He's been looking like crap the past month anyway. And the Cleveland Browns beat the Ravens. It was the Raiders reeling, and their season now history as the Chiefs kicked their little butts. The Texans lose to the Seahawks. That was a given. Jacksonville gets shut out by the Titans. Jacksonville, Urban Meyer. I don't know how that fit's going to work. Urban might just head back to college because this stuff sucks, he says. The Saints killed the Jets, the Falcons over the Panthers, as Cam Newton is not going to be the savior in Carolina. Broncos smoked the Lions as the Lions' one-game winning streak comes to an end. Chargers stomped the Giants. Bengals almost come back to beat the 49ers, but lose a heartbreaker in overtime. And last night, holy cow, Tom Brady passed Drew Brees for the most completions in NFL history and squeaked one out over Buffalo in overtime, 33-27. Buffalo does have a quarterback that's worthy of my praise. Josh Allen, over 100 yards rushing, over 300 yards passing. This guy's a monster. He's a monster. Tonight, what do we got tonight? Rams at the Cardinals. Taking the Cardinals, big baby, on a big parlay ticket. We'll see how that rolls. Let's go to the other leagues while we got a little bit of time left here. The NBA. The good old NBA is rolling along, singing a song. And my Washington Wizards, you know, are no longer in first place. But it was fun. It was short-lived, but it was pretty neat to see my team on top of the division. The name Washington on top in the NBA. We're all the way down to 7 now. We're just stinking. I watched us play Utah the other night and went, how did we win 15 games? We stink. We need a bath. The 8 teams in the playoffs, if they started today, the Brooklyn Nets at 1, Bucks 2, Bulls, Heat, Cavaliers having a pretty good season, 76ers, Wizards, Hornets. Look who's not in the top 8. The Atlanta Hawks, the Celtics, the Raptors, the Pacers. Teams that are perennially in the top 8. But we got a long season to go. And I expect them teams to rise to the top. The cream to rise to the top. Let's go to the West, shall we? In the West, it's Phoenix. They look like they're going to be the team to beat in the West. Also, the Golden State Warriors are right next to them. half game out of first place. Third is the Jazz. Hey, the NBA All-Star Game is going to be in Salt Lake City 2023, and I'm going, baby. I'm going. Memphis Grizzlies, 4. Clippers, Lakers at 2 Lalas at 5 and 6. Dallas, rounding out the 8, Denver. Surprising teams not in the top 8. Portland, San Antonio. I did want to mention that the Oklahoma City Thunder last week lost to the Memphis team by 73 points, 152 to 73. Can you believe that? I would have left the court so fast your head would have spun. After the game, the Oklahoma City coach said about his team, "That's not who we are." I sure the hell hope not, because you couldn't have beat Butte High that night. Oh, funny stuff. 73 points, a world record, wide margin of win. That was the most ever in NBA history. All right. It's time to get my Hainer hair out of here, you little freakazoids, as I head out to do a little Christmas shopping. It's winter has arrived finally, as we have gotten some snow. So if you're a skier, you're a sleigh rider, or you like to hook cars or bonk cars, it's your time of year. So, go outside and play! For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm the metal man, Sean Rocks, reminding you to listen to my Metal Shop radio show Saturday nights, 10 p.m., now in my 38th year of bashing your head in. Till next week, folks. In the meantime and in between time, always remember, never forget, those who rock are those who win. I'm the Metal Man. Peace, love, rock and roll.